Michael and Sam have just moved to Santa Carla, California. They're about to discover its secret.
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No. It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
So where are you? The flying nun!
I'm your brother, Sammy. Help me!
Stay back! Stay back!
What's happening to me, Star?
Get yourself a good sharp stake. Drive it right through his heart.
You're a vampire, Michael!
My own brother, a damn blood-sucking vampire!
Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy!
When a vampire bites it, it's never a pretty sight.
Michael, they're coming! Oh, shit!
All right, welcome back to another Halloween episode of Back to the Movies. This is not Scream because I can't count weeks. So next week we'll be doing Scream. Hopefully you like last week's episode of Final Destination 2. I'm your host, Ted Flint, joined by Jake Voss, Sean Chantez Festerman. We are here at tailgateside.com. You can find us on Stitcher. Stitcher's dead, much like all the vampires and the security guard in this movie. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart. Getting those Bevo's monies, Bevo's bucks, Bevo's, Bevo, I don't fucking know what that fucking asshole's name is. On Amazon, find us there, subscribe, like, whatever. Like I said, this is Back to the Movies. This is where we talk about a movie that one of us has never seen, or maybe none of us have seen, or we revisit it. We were talking about 1987's Lost Boys, directed by Joel Schumacher of Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, which neither of those movies are good, but also Time to Kill, though. So, Joel Schumacher is a good director. Get that shit out of your mouth saying trash like that.
I actually like those Batman movies, for the record. Those are like the first ones I ever saw. That's probably why I like
Batman them, but... Forever, I think, is good. I think it just gets lumped in with Batman and Robin. Also, maybe. Ben Affleck's my Batman. Batflack. Anyways.
It's not my fault you hate Mr. Freeze.
All right. Either way, The Lost Boys from 1987. As always, if you just joined and listened to us talk about a podcast and have not seen 1987's Lost Boys, we are going to spoil the shit out of it in 90 seconds or less. I always pick one of us randomly. I have the wheel because last week I got a little above my britches and almost burnt my head down trying to like do matches and fire and lighter fluid, and it got dicey in the old household. So back to the wheel. As you can see, a wheel, old Dracula face from it, a wooden stake. It's not dick. It's a wooden stake as a little the flapper.
Sure it is.
Doesn't help when you call it a flapper.
I did put some Boone's Farm inside of it, so when it flaps, the tip will spew red shit around it. It's fine. It's not a dick. It's not a dick shooting blood. Get that out of your head, okay? It's not a shooting blood dick. That should be a rock band. The shooting dick bloods or shooting blood dicks. Either way, here we go. Lost train, what I was saying. All right. And we spin. Oh, so Chris, it's all over me. All right. Thump, 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 thump. I'm going to have to change this shirt. Thump, 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 thump. I'm wet. All right. This fake blood is not great. It's sticky. All right, Jake, it landed on you, obviously. You can tell from the big wheel behind me. Jake, in 90 seconds or less, spoil the shit out of 1987's Lost Boys.
So the Lost Boys, we join a family, two boys and their mom that are relocating to Santa Carla, which is a coastal town, totally not Santa Clara.
I thought I was Santa Clara this whole time until I watched the closed captions of the movie.
Santa Carla, relocating to a coastal town. The mom got divorced. No sense in whatever she said. Messy lawyer litigation stuff wouldn't have done anybody any good. Moved in with her dad in a very interesting house with some like taxidermy stuff going on in a room that they're not allowed into. Grandpa's a character. They very quickly, though, the older brother gets involved in vampire stuff for some reason follows them into their cave of an old resort.
Are you saying you wouldn't have gone in that cave with strange dudes that look like that?
Eats Chinese food that he gets fooled into thinking looks like maggots and worms, and then still drinks the red liquid out of the bottle, the fancy gold molded bottle.
Some pretty clear looking blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So then basically from there on, that's kind of the beginning. It turns out, yeah, it was the whatever head vampire's blood. He's a half vampire. The rest of the movie is about fighting vampires, killing the vampires. You have the twist at the end of Max, who's trying to date and take over the mother. He's the like store owner. He's the head vampire. All the vampires die.
He so badly wants to get in the mom's pants. He's willing to turn her whole family into vampires. Like, I feel like there's an easier way to go about getting laid. But I mean, I guess the 80s were a wild time.
I don't know. Yeah. So then you get the, yeah, Max, you know, I was invited in. You have no power. They kill him.
And we're going to say the last line.
And then we'll talk about the last line later because I laughed my ass off. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's so good. It's up there for like the upper echelon of last lines. We always start with what is like everyone's first like memories of this movie. Like, it came out before either one of you were born. So I'm real curious, like, when or if like Jake says this first time, when this became a thing that you knew was a thing.
I mean, same as Jake. I had never actually watched this movie before. I've always known about the idea of the Lost Boys. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know who put it in my head. Like, it definitely doesn't. Like, my family in general is not a big like scary movie, Halloween movie sort of. Any of vampires, none of that. Didn't really watch any of that growing up. Any of that stuff I just kind of found on my own. So I don't know exactly where it got put in my head, but I always knew about the idea of the Lost Boys. I didn't know the full, you know, full storyline, full what it was. I just knew it was something obviously 80s and vampire-y, but that was it.
What's funny?
So I watched it.
So go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say. So I watched it today, and like as we go through it, I didn't take a lot of notes because I actually just tried to actually take in the movie. So that was it was interesting, and it is interesting to see what because it is classified as like even if you look at it on Amazon, it's classified as like a horror film and stuff like that. I'm like, oh man, that's not this isn't. It's sort of a, you know, supernatural scary movie sort of thing. But I'm just like, there's like 10 episodes of Supernatural that are exactly like this. So that was interesting to me. But it is, I did like it as far as, you know, first time around watching it. That's got it going in the background right now. And even watching back through, you see other little bits and pieces that they have in there. You catch a little more to the actual movie. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when it got implanted in my head, where it came from, but it's always been an idea in my head of it being a movie that was around, but that was about it.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know when it became a part of like my brain of knowing it was a thing. People have always talked about it. I've known it's one of the like kind of classic movies that people do talk about and are kind of surprised if you say you haven't like watched it. But I honestly didn't even know it was like a horror vampire movie.
So what do you think it was?
I thought it was more along the lines of like a gang style, whatever type of movie, like biker almost group like gang, an, like not gang, like gang, an but
outsiders
like,
kind
of
thing.
Yeah, more like an outsiders type of thing. And for whatever reason, that's how it was in my brain. Like, cause I just didn't know. But I didn't go into it just like, I don't know. I knew two things about it, and it was Kiefer Sutherland, and I heard that Jamie Gertz was in it, and I know her from Twister, and that's it. Like, those were the two things for sure that I knew.
And she owns the Atlanta basketball team.
Yeah, but that doesn't, okay, that's not the movie, but yeah.
She's a billionaire.
Yes. No, I managed to have
a billionaire.
I managed to have almost zero knowledge about this movie. I didn't know. I don't even think if you would have asked me that I would have listed Corey Feldman being in it and then fucking Alex Winter being in it. I didn't know. I had no idea Alex Winter was in it.
Yeah.
So that's weird. I mean, that like you're going with Alex Winter as your second, like when Corey Haim is in this and he's one of the two Coreys.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman went on like,
yeah, I mean, I know Corey and Corey, but one of them kind of stuck around and the other one,
well, the other one's dead.
Yeah.
So he's definitely not sticking around.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, just in general, like, yeah. Anyway.
Rest in peace, Corey Haim. First of two Coreys movie, they have License to Drive that comes out later, which is great. Like this movie's just like a perfect time capsule of the 80s. Like I watched it with the girl and afterwards she's like, that was a 80s movie. Like,
yeah,
like that. I was like,
yeah, it is extremely
80s. I didn't like end my thought with this, but I enjoyed that. Like, I had not like super high expectations for it, but I enjoyed the movie a lot.
Both my boys love it. It's a perfect like 10 to 13 to 14 year old boy or girl movie. Like, it's scary, but not scary for them at that age, right? You know, the only really gory part is that part where they like try to get Michael to like go full vampire at that beach party, which that almost feels out of place outside of the vampire deaths, which, you know, I guess don't count me, but like when they like are eating those people's skulls and shit on the beach.
That and the one melting in the bathtub.
Ah, that guy's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
But yeah, like 1987, there's at least two like flat out like music video parts in this. Like when like they're dancing around the cave after he drinks the blood, and it's just like 2 minutes of a song, you know?
Mm.
Thou shall not die. You know, it's stuck in the head. All right, real quick before we get too far though. This movie has one of the most amazing fictional band concerts in the history of fictional.
Oh, that's band. What we're calling that, huh?
Is it not fictional? You think it's a real band? I mean, it's a real singer.
Zero, dude.
You think... tell me you wouldn't in 1987 want to be in that environment watching a man with more body, more baby lotion, what's it called? Baby.
Look, if you want to go to a Diddy party, you can go to a Diddy party.
I wasn't gonna make like a Diddy joke, but you know, we might as well get canceled. Yeah, that whole part's great, man. He's up there with a flame, like a rock band with a sax as the lead singer. Come on. Like that dude still tours. Man, he still tours, man. That I'll go watch that fucking show.
Still playing Under Boardwalks and Bridges?
Dude, buddy, are you really going to shit on that? They have fires and trash cans in the crowd. Like,
yeah, he's in a homeless camp.
He's up there grinding while playing the sax, man, covered in baby oil.
It's the worst version of Burning Man imaginable.
that man's slayed. All right, whatever. I'm not going to allow slander of this of the.
Homeless 87 Burning Man.
That dude toured of Tina Turner.
No, like I'm much closer to Ted's opinion. I just think it's funny.
Like
I mean it is definitely a scene for sure. Like and it was just like I said, I didn't take a lot of notes, and this is where it was shortly after this because you actually start getting into some of the plot and stuff is after that scene, but I'm just like, man, they've got this dude just wailing on the saxophone, and this is going on a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
Just like three, it keeps cutting back to up there, just like grinding, flames flying behind him. Like, I wouldn't know if this is one night of filming, if Schumacher's like, we need multiple nights of this man up there, like just rocking out. Like,
no, it wasn't enough. Got to go run it back, do it again, do some more.
Bring all the extras back.
Set up the stage. We got to go again.
It's more baby oil. Oil that man up. Yeah, like that is up there with, I mean, that's up there with Scotty Doesn't Know for like concerts. I want to sit down and watch. You know, I want to be in the crowd for that. So, fucking Fiona. All right. Anyways, cheating on Scotty. So yeah, like that whole part is great. Like, and this movie like is 96 minutes. It's in and out, as we know. Big fan of this part. Does not waste time. I don't know why
I'm glad it doesn't. I think that's one way you could have made this movie not enjoyable.
Keith Sutherland just rocking like the late 90s, just punk rock. I'm a big Keith Sutherland fan. Young Guns, Young Guns 2 does not exist. 24, obviously.
Yeah, he's 24. He's 20. It's 24 for most people, if anybody still doesn't know what you're talking about.
Or the president thing, the designated survivor president show that got real popular on Netflix for a bit.
I never watched it.
I never did either.
All right. So yeah, fuck you guys. Not giving proper respect to that concert. All right. So
I said I was on your side. Fuck you.
Insane. All right. You're right. All right. Is there anything? All right. Let's actually pull the questions up and then I stopped paying attention to them. But yeah, like I think I never gave my earliest memories. I think I just have this. I was five when this came out. This thing was just always just like in my memory. I'm sure I caught on cable somewhere. I loved Young Guns growing up. I imagine I watched Young Guns. I'm like, oh, Keith Sutherland's in this vampire movie. I'm going to go watch this. I know I saw License to Drive with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. Obviously, Goonies. You know, Feldman's also in Gremlins. Like, I'm sure he was the one. I read a review that, like, tribute where he was just coked out for, like, the first couple of days. And, like, Schumacher fired him and they brought him back. They filmed this movie in 21 days. How fucking nuts is that?
Jesus.
Like, that is not messing around. That is
no, that's impressive.
Like,
yeah, that's a good run.
I think that's what I saw. I'm going to double check. It seems short now, but I think it was 21 days. Maybe the math wrong. But anyway, it's in the IMDb trivia. So, is there anyone in this movie that, like, I mean, that you did not know? I think Jake jumped on Alex Winters, but I've always known Alex Winters is in this movie. Like, Sean, were you surprised to see him show up?
Yeah, so, like, I guess kind of going back and sort of the same as far as, like, hadn't seen it before. Like, I knew about, at least, yeah, you have Kiefer Sutherland, stuff like that. I knew it was, like, when he popped up, it did take me a second because I had to go into 80s brain. I'm just like, oh, like, I know who a few of these people are. I just got to place them. Jamie Gertz was one of them, but yeah, it was Alex Winters was one that I didn't know. Like, I just wasn't aware that he was in it. He was the biggest one that jumped out, and I'm just like, I know who that is. And like I said, it took me a minute to kind of place that. Oh, we're Bill and Ted.
Well, how about Jason Patrick? Like Michael, Jason Patrick had a pretty good run in like the early 90s. He was in Speed 2, which is not something to brag about, but. The man made some. He had a run there. Like,
did he? Because I didn't know who he was.
Well, you're.
I knew he was vaguely familiar, but not as far as like for me, as far as like a standout.
He's in all kinds of random small roles.
I remember him from Sleepers, which is not a happy movie. So of course I liked that movie. So
that tracks. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a single other movie on this list that he's in. So that would be why I don't know who he is.
Well, you're uneducated, obviously.
It's not very nice.
That's true. He's in. No, you've seen some stuff. Let me find one.
I don't think so.
You never saw The Losers with Chris Pine?
No.
Oh, the other Chris. Well, The Alamo. You saw The Alamo.
No.
Okay. Solar Babies?
He appears in Entourage as himself, looks like.
What about Solar Babies? You watch Solar Babies?
Nope.
Did you watch Solar Babies? Put that in the questions list just every week. Bring it back up. Did you watch Solar Babies?
Now I got to look and see what the goddamn synopsis of Solar Babies. Came out in 1986. Solar Babies. It is. Oh, fucking Christ. In a post-apocalyptic future ruled by the military, a group of renegade teenage orphans find a legendary orb, Bondi, that can supposedly bring back the rain that dried up the earth.
I'm glad that we read that. Anyway.
Jimmy Gertz is in that too.
I wouldn't have I wouldn't have known that was Jamie Gertz if I hadn't recently listened to, I don't know, there was some podcast that was, oh, it was probably a podcast talking about Twisters and talking about her roles, and is where I would imagine it came up that I heard she was in this. So,
and now she owns a stake in the Atlanta Nets, Hawks.
Yeah, she's doing fine.
And fine to look at, respectfully. And
she's very beautiful, yes.
I said respectfully. All right. All right. What is something that took you out of this movie? I feel like there's some things we could easily find here.
Took me out of the movie? I don't know. Because of what I expected from the movie, I don't know if there's anything that like fully took me out of it.
I think my favorite part of this movie, I'm not using that as a question, but like is how serious they take it. When like Corey Feldman hands in the comic book that says vampires, like, might just save your life.
Yeah, the Frog Brothers are, you're like, they are fucking goofy. I don't know, but it goes along with what I was expecting out of the movie,
I just love like how it's not, they don't like, it's not campy to them. They're like,
yeah,
this is your manual for living in Santa Clara. You know, like just.
Yeah, it was, again, very few notes, but one of my biggest notes, because it was recurring, was what is Corey Feldman doing with his voice?
Yeah. He's a teenager, man. Voice changes.
No, he's like purposely trying to be like over the top, like, I'm big bad Corey Feldman and I gotta prove it.
You so gotta like, kill your was, brother. He's a vampire.
But that was the character. Like that was the whole point of the character, right? Like that's why it didn't take me out. I was like, Corey Feldman's doing some goofy shit with his voice, but it's the character.
It didn't take me out, but it made me just like every time he would talk, like I would just be like, oh, okay, yeah, we're still doing this. Like, okay, whatever. But I don't think there was anything that necessarily took me out. The only time at one point I think was maybe, and this isn't any fault of the movie because it's 30 years old, is that there's been so many movies and TV shows and everything that have done, you know, the lore of vampires where he calls the Frog Brothers and they're just like, you got to kill your brother, but these are what you got to do. You got to do the stake through the heart, the garlic, the this and that. And like, they just kind of do a little, and it's not long. Like it's just a couple minutes, just as far as like, just like, this is
laying down the rules.
Right. This is the vampire stuff. And I understand that's also to build the plot for later of why they
do. But also it's a stereotype from this movie. Like this movie came out 37. So
yeah,
like when we see, like he says, Supernatural or other things, like this goes first, and like
right, it's laying groundwork for sure. And like I said, that's just part of watching 30 years of stuff after it about vampires are just like, okay, like yeah, it's you gotta throw it out there. I get it, but
I did think something that took me out of the movie. It's when they show Michael in the mirror. It looks so fucking terrible.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's not great. One thing I will say, so it doesn't necessarily take me out of the movie, but one of the critiques I would have of the movie in general is, and you can do either of these things. You either need to make the rest of the movie more serious, scary, kind of action-y, whatever you want to call it, or you need to tame down, like, they make the vampire stuff, like the makeup and all this, like super intense, but then the rest of the movie is like fairly light.
They kill with super soakers.
Yeah, I mean, like you have the campfire scene that's like super gory, and then you have like the special effects, like vampire stuff, and like when they're encountering them, that's like super, I don't know, it doesn't really fully line up. It's like you need to shift the rest of the movie closer to the vampire stuff one way or another.
So speaking of that, like the practical effects in this are really damn good.
Yeah, it's good. It's just the tone of the two things don't really mesh super well.
especially David, Keith Ellis's like vampire look is great. Like,
yeah, and that vampire look, I was like, that's the Buffy vampire look.
Right, it is. And like they even mentioned it, like I read in the tree, like how they transition this movie, like Buffy stole, basically, like vampire to like not.
It's vampire. Like the vampire, yeah, the vampire look is exact like Buffy. They did directly stole it, obviously.
Shout out to Nanook, the dog in this movie, fucking saving Sam a few times in this fucking movie.
Yep.
So apparently, yeah. Sam can't hear a vampire bust into the bathroom when he's underwater for 2 seconds.
And, well, bust into the bathroom and also collapse downstairs and cause all the ruckus climbing up the stairs. And Sam's not a very aware teenager of anything in the world.
Gotta kill your brother.
But he's my brother, man. Which, you know, you got to respect loyalty to a certain extent. Yeah, it's good. I do agree with you as far as the, like, the tones are a little weird because it does go from, they obviously, like, explain the vampires, but, like, and obviously, like, it's all implied, inferred, and stuff like that. I think at one point when the couple gets the roof ripped off their car, I think they even like flash a quick shot of like one of their faces, maybe, or maybe it was just the girl getting ripped out of the car.
I don't think they're watching there, and I'm like,
oh, they're gonna let her live. She wasn't a bad person. I'm like, oh no, she's dead too.
Yeah, like, and then it's literally like a quarter of a second, so I couldn't tell if they were like trying to show the face of one of the Lost Boys, or one of it, or if it's just the girl getting ripped out.
Let's touch on the Lost Boys, like layer, hotel. They got caved in, the big earthquake, etc. Us in our early 20s, am I the only one of us in this group that have been like, if I ended up there on some random drunk night with strangers, been like, that was a pretty good fucking night, I had an adventure, or is that me being in the minority here? Where like, I could have ended up in that situation.
The idea of that is like really cool. And well, I have things that I would semi equate to like places I've been in my younger days, at night, you know, whatever, exploring places, going with people, whatever. But no, so I don't think you're alone in
strangers on motorbikes.
It's not. Yeah. Obviously like it's out away from things like, and when they say it fell into the crack 100 years ago. Like, you think that's not going to be a drinking spot for high school kids every single weekend? Like, absolutely.
Right.
100%. I'd be there. It'd be one of those things of, it would be the high school lore and stories of just like, well, you only get to go if you're invited. But once you go, it's just like, yeah, this is the coolest fucking place on the planet.
Except you're there with 4 vampires. That
yeah, except,
make- well, until, yeah, until.
But
until
also, I mean, happens. Respectfully, so, if Jamie Gertz invited me to a hotel in the middle of nowhere in the 80s.
All right, all right, I'm not actually going to talk about this part, because we're going to talk about it later, because it's part of one of the questions. But so can we talk about Star, who's played by Jamie Gertz? So she's been converted but hasn't fed yet, so she's also a half-vampire.
And apparently they killed the kid to keep
her. They killed the kid. They show the like missing sign, whatever, which they'd showed the kid.
Which I wish they hadn't shown, because I wish, like, he had that Civil War coat on. I'm like, it'd been a lot cooler if that kid was just like a fucking 150-year-old vampire.
But so my thing is more about, so they somehow like lured Star into the situation, Michael, and got her to, converted her. But then she also like still goes along with their thing of like luring.
Dude, luring she gives him Michael and, like 10 different looks of don't drink that blood. And that motherfucker's just like,
yeah, but I'm talking about even before that, like she's going to go. She like is going to go on a ride with him. And because she's like alluring to him, like Michael's like following her around.
Maybe they'd be like,
but then die. The rest of them show up. I just don't understand the whole, like, I'm converted, but I haven't fed yet. But then I'm also just going to go along with their plan of like converting you or other people as well. But I don't want, I don't know. It was
okay. So why didn't she just run? Like try to get,
Why is she there? Why is she doing that still? Like, are they just going to, she think there's, I don't know. Like, are they just going to kill her if she doesn't? Is that the implication?
That's a good question.
Like, why the fuck would she go along with that is my whole thing. Is Star a terrible person?
Well, she's not.
Maybe vampire dick just hits different. Jesus. I'm gonna say vampire dick hits different.
It's weird because she obviously, like, you would almost want to say like she's made the case. You could make the case of like she's a new vampire, you know, newly, you know, becoming the vampire, and like she's just playing along to the game. But like she even makes the comment to Michael, just like, I've been putting it off and now it's harder for me, it's getting almost too much to resist.
She made the comment that they were wanting Michael to be her like first or whatever. That's like what the group was wanting her to do or whatever.
Which is a weird one.
Also. David wanted, Kiefer Sutherland's character.
You targeted this dude for her at this point so far down the line to fully transition her, but then you just took him to a beach party and we're just going to be like, hey, Michael, go fuck some shit up.
I fully understand for like the movie, and it doesn't like mess anything up, but I was just thinking about it today. I was like, why is she still there and why is she doing this thing? Like, what?
Maybe she's there to protect the kid. I found it. She's there to protect the young kid. If she leaves, they'll kill the young kid.
Kid's already converted. Like, what's
up? No, he's not. He comes back at the end when they kill Max.
Like, says, yeah, but he was like full on vampire though, wasn't he?
There was Michael more than once.
Oh, that's true.
Apparently, they say Michael 118 times this movie. I'm gonna see if I can beat that. But
oh my god.
I'm not actually going to try to beat that. I'm just saying, like, they say his fucking name a lot. I'm going to know she was protecting the Civil War wearing coat kid. That, where the hell did he get that coat? Because last time I checked, was California still when they were in the Civil War? All right, never mind. Ignore me. I was going to fact check the movie about vampire teenagers. And I decided that was not the route I wanted to go down.
Figure that out. Yeah, that was really confusing to me. And then, of course, like, Michael and Star in love, and we gotta kill all the rest of the vampires.
Gotta have the '80s sex scene. Gotta have the '80s sex scene,
of course.
Just real quick, I want to just bring this up.
Talk about the sex scene? All right, I'm in.
Well, no, not fully. It's sort of, kind of. got the movie on in the background, and I have, you know, Sam just got out of the bathtub and just, he's running to his room and has a big old poster from a comic called Reform School Girls on his wall, which seems questionable at best.
He's into all the comics, man. All kinds.
Reform School Girls. Huh. I'm about to check that out for research.
I think I've seen that before. Wait, what?
It's usually wrapped in plastic.
All right. Anyway, so
it's a very different thing than a comic, usually, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, all right. So we've lost the thread. All right. So yeah, like, so what's about the, I want to talk about that, the train bridge scene. Cause I think that scene's pretty goddamn cool. Except I would die immediately because I don't have upper arm strength. So they are just gonna hang on the bottom of a fucking train bridge, like. Like, what is Michael like? I understand he's all drugged up on the vampire blood, which apparently I don't even know that ABV on that vampire blood is, but that's pretty high.
It's 10 minutes of the worst peer pressure I think I've ever seen in movie history.
Yeah, the
come
chicken.
Come on, Michael. Get down here.
We're going to ride our dirt bikes off this cliff, Michael. It's fine. And the vampires can fly. So they're like dicks. Like, they're such assholes. And they're like hanging on. I'm like, we're gonna fall. Just that's some. You're already gonna make him a vampire.
You gotta trust Michael.
Like, just
yeah, you're one of us now. You're one of us. Which, oh boy, that's That's cult level behavior, which I guess.
Well, that's more or less what we're talking about, right?
You're running a vampire nest, so I guess it does make sense.
I can't wait to use this on my oldest. Well, if all your friends hung on the bottom of a railroad bridge, would you hang on the bottom of a railroad bridge?
If all of your friends dropped off the bottom of a railroad bridge,
and then yell at you from the fog. I think there's like a movie where they make fun of that, where like they're above fog and like they're hanging on and like the fog goes away and they're like 5 feet off the ground. I can't think about it right now. It annoys the shit out of me.
That sounds like a parody movie thing that they would.
It's not like a pure parody, but it was somewhere like they're like they think they're in peril, then like the fog goes away and they're like
4 feet from the ground. Honestly, that scene sound like the way that you described that sounds like it should have been like parodied in Not Another Teen Movie or something.
All right, what's about the grandpa? Before we get to the end here. I mean, we're going to talk more about stuff before we get to the end, but the grandpa is my MVP of this movie. He's taking taxidermy animals to the widow.
Yep.
Which one of which is a fucking dog.
Yep.
Like, is that the widow's dog or is he just taking her dog?
I don't know. I love the little line in there. Was it Michael that had the line that he asked him what he stuffed for and asked if it was Mr. whatever the last name was. Right. That was pretty good. He's like, oh, what did you stuff for Mrs. What's her nuts? Was it Mr. What's his nuts?
And he does such good foreshadowing of him knowing what's going on. Him and Sam get in the car, starts it up, and he's like, nah, that's about as close as time as I like to go, you know.
Right. So they take the car at the one point when they go with the Frog Brothers and them go to try and kill the vampires or whatever. And they come back and the grandpa's like, what the hell is the line about? Did you fill the car up? Well, the rule is when you don't ask, you got to remember to fill the car up before you bring it back or whatever. He's like, no, I didn't know. Well, now you know.
Yeah. The grandpa's great.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
All right. We're going to get the ending though. Like, so, did either one of you two who have never seen this, did you guys call Max as the head vampire?
I mean, as soon as they, I mean, obviously at the end when they reveal it, you go like, as soon as they kill David, you go, oh, well, okay. Yeah. Then obviously he is the head vampire. And like, I'm just curious to see how they get around the stuff that they, like they tried to check him earlier, because the Frog Brothers, Max comes to dinner and they feed him garlic and try to whatever his reflection and holy water and nothing affects him because he asks for permission to enter the house.
That is so great.
That's a whole vampire thing too, right? Is a vampire like can't enter the house unless you give him permission type of thing.
And it's amazing. Right. That's an amazing scene. Michael's like obviously vampired up and he's just like, sure, whatever. You got fucking permission. You know, like, that seems great. Like, you know, and
I didn't before that, though. I assumed it was just like, oh, no, Max is fine. It was all just the red herring coincidences and whatever. And then they disproved it. And it's just going to be David. And he's just going to be the big bad and they'll kill him and it'll be done.
Right. Well, and I even thought on, especially even at that end, there's a minute where, because you run him through whatever animal's antlers on the table. I'm like, well, that's not a wooden stake through the heart, is that?
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that too.
We're gonna talk about that.
Is he gonna come back? And
we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about right now. So originally there was plans for a sequel called The Lost Girls, and David was supposed to come back. That's why he doesn't fucking explode. Like every single other goddamn vampire.
Yeah, they also reference something about like imploding, exploding, burning up. Like you don't know what they're gonna do, and they kind of show that with some of the deaths. But
yeah, and David obviously doesn't.
He just didn't do anything. Yeah.
So by comic book canon or whatever you want, if you want to go into the deep water of it, David does not die. He's still alive after this movie.
Sure. I don't hate it. That would have been kind of, I mean, it could have been fun, but.
So also back in the heyday of like CW superheroes with the Flash and Green Lantern, Green Arrow, they had a pilot for a Lost Boys TV show, which sounded amazing. It was the Lost Boys, and every season took place a different decade. and would like just have the same cast of characters like moving through decades. And I'm like, that, how did that not get picked up? I'd watch the fuck out of it.
It could have been great. I mean, it's a good idea.
The premise is great. Like every season's a new cast of characters, but the same core, but moving forward. But yeah, is there any gifts from this movie? I don't really think of any off the top of my head. Like we've mentioned before, 80s movies are hard for gifts.
I don't think there's anything that stood out to me that was from the movie.
Yeah, I didn't.
If there was anything, it would probably been something from Kiefer Sutherland, but I don't think there was anything from.
Yeah, I didn't catch anything that I at least recognized that I would have been, you know, as far as that I've seen. There might be, again, there could be some stuff if you wanted to go make some gifts out of it, like there's maybe some moments. But again, this falls into that. It's an 80s movie, so like unless it was super popular, like there's just not gifts about it.
I think I might need to save this one. A lot of times when we talk about these, I'll get on Twitter and just go to the GIF search and type in like the movie and see what.
It's the goddamn dude, the saxophone, man. Saxophone in the fire. I use that a few
times. I mean, it's they're that's on here. I think the one that I'm gonna have to remember is a thing is Kiefer Sutherland has the line after they like stop on the cliff or whatever. He's like, "How far are you willing to go?"
Ooh, they go for football games. Yeah.
That's one that's got a few uses. I mean, I could drop that on Ted betting fucking 10 unders in a game.
Buddy, I am hurting right now. All right, so what's everyone's favorite part of the movie? Now, let's go there. Like, I'm going to say the quote for the end so we know what we're going to pick. But what's everyone's favorite part that's not the ending quote to this movie?
I
don't know. It's a little tough because it's not, I mean, there's not a ton of, kind of like Jake said earlier, they kind of divide the movie between where there's action and stuff like that. But I do like that little, I guess, even the lead up to not necessarily the hanging off the bridge, but like just the motorcycle ride out into nothingness. And then the, oh yeah, you know, a billion Chinese people can't be wrong. Just, yeah. How are the maggots? You're eating maggots. And then doing the, you know, and then just even
the very clear blood. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Star telling him it's blood. And he's like, oh yeah. Yeah, sure, it's blood, and then drinks it.
Can I say the soundtrack for this? Like, I have a couple. The soundtrack's fucking killer in this fight.
Yeah,
are you gonna push back on the soundtrack?
It is extremely 80s.
Love it.
People are strange. Strangers are people. People are strange. It's also in Donnie Darko, isn't it?
No idea.
I've not seen Donnie Darko.
There's some decades. Good moments that line up, but yeah, I wasn't fully into the soundtrack. Like I said, it is very 80s. Everything about the movie is very 80s.
The hair is 80s, like just
the hair is 80s, the outfits are 80s, everything is 80s.
I think favorite part, I don't know, I mean, I guess you could narrow it down to one part, but I will take the after Michael is out and you don't actually even for sure know. You think he might honestly just have like come home and he's like hung over his shit. Like when the mom calls and it's like 2 p.m. or whatever. And he comes in, gives him the phone and he's like, you know, give me my sunglasses or whatever. And he's like laying there. But then you have the whole like the next couple minutes after that, too, while he's like in semi-vampire mode, but he's also like he could also just be extremely hungover, and some of the stuff that he does and like in those scenes and whatever I thought was like funny, because until they like really the maggots and the worms and stuff, they like confirmed weird stuff was going on and whatever, but it was also like, yeah, he could also just be like partying and be extremely
wearing the glasses and
that's what I mean. Like it's also kind of just like that could be,
Dude, I mean, there's a point of the guys weekend trip this year where I had to deal with a text message from a dude's.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you know, I had my sunglasses on bed. I was literally laying in bed in sunglasses. That's when you know you're having a killer hangover. I think I'm going to pick the montage before the home invasion. After they kill Marco, which Marco to me is always a name from Die Hard. Oh, kill Marco, girl, whatever, you know, like they're doing, like they're putting the garlic and the shit in the bathtub. Like they're like, it's like a montage squirt guns, you
it's
know.
Like, it's like setting up, it's like Home Alone, setting up the booby trap in the house.
That's
it's
a perfect example. I haven't watched Home Alone and Hot Man, man. McAllister wanted to kill those men. He stalked them. He stalked them and he wanted to kill
them. It's an evil little bastard.
Yeah. So, like, I love the whole part. I love the whole invasion to the house. Like,
I also might take, like, the Frog Brothers in general. Like, we've referenced the parts on the phone and stuff, but they are, like, as long as you don't expect, like, great cinema, like, they are, it is funny.
It's so great. Like, it's, they act like they're in a different movie.
Yeah.
Like, they act like they're in a much more serious fucking movie. Like, yeah. Like, you're not to kill him. And he's like, fucking buddy, my brother's a vampire in an 80s movie. Yeah, spike him in the fucking heart.
Yes, yeah. Better get yourself a garlic t-shirt or otherwise you're dead.
But yeah, like, in my head, I mean, I've seen this now so many times. My sons have watched it. I've watched it. I always think, like, the last, like attack at the house lasts a lot longer. And that's like 10 minutes. Like,
it's not very long. It's pretty quick. They kind of pop through those little individual fights almost, you know, pretty quickly.
The nuke comes through in the clutch, kills one of them, you know. Also, like, the Michael and David fight is shorter than I remember. Like, I thought they were, like, were flying back and forth around the room, and it's just like two.
It's one back and forth, yeah.
You know.
But I like that to the point of the succinctness of, like, the movie doesn't have a lot of extra, like you said, you know, earlier. It's 90 minutes or close, very close to 90 minutes.
Sure as shit cannot trim that third hip thrust by the saxophone guy. Like, gotta get at least one more greasy ass hip thrust. How many STDs does that man have in his life? Over under 7.5.
All of them. Can I just take all of them? All of them. Pick one. He's got it.
That man at some point in his life held up a comb to someone else and goes, does this look like crabs to you? All right.
Goodness gracious.
He held up a comb that said, do these look like new crabs to you?
Wow.
All right. Let's get to it. Jesus, fuck. Favorite quote of the movie, boys?
So
the same one.
The very end one is the favorite or the best one, right? Like, the grandpa comes back. He, first of all, he backs the jalopy truck with the horn through the side of the house or whatever.
He comes in face first. He's backing up. He comes in.
He's
face
backing
first.
Up because the stakes, the logs have to come flying out to stab. Yeah. It's a stab match.
Oh, I guess I thought it was a log cabin. Then he just
It was the logs because they show him, like, putting the one in the ground for, like, the fence or whatever. But he has the back of the truck's full of them. He blasts the truck through, like, the door of the house.
How
whatever.
Fast is he has stabs, to be going?
Stabs Max. Max flies into the fire pit. Fire explodes.
For those heavy ass not CGI logs, it's pretty quick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's some dude somewhere on a stunt team. They're like, we need you to shoot a fucking 2x4 sharp. And he's like, I have been fucking around with this thing at home. I have just the machine.
Need you to launch a fucking just spiked log out of the back of the
just
truck.
Just been waiting on the phone call.
Yeah. So that happens. Max dies. Grandpa, like, walks into the kitchen. Whatever.
Grabs his root beer,
opens the fridge, opens his shelf up, grabs his root beer, takes a drink. You know, there's one thing I never did like about this town.
I always thought it wasn't like, but it's my stomach. There's one thing I can never stomach about Santa Clara. It's all the goddamn vampires.
Yeah.
screen, and then goes just to black.
Just cuts to black. It's like, oh my god, okay.
There's a couple little things.
Now I had one other line written down. Tez already referenced this, but I want to talk about it again.
Oh, I don't remember what it was. Sam said a couple that he like sprinkles in just like in dialogue that are like kind of funny, like little quirky shit. But I'm interested to see. I have one other one from early in the movie, but.
You said this already, but when they're in the cave and they're getting the food, and they're offering Michael the rice, David's like, "What, you don't like rice? Tell me, Michael, how could a billion Chinese people be wrong?"
Yeah.
And I didn't know that line specifically, but when he said it, I feel like that line has been referenced in like, I don't know, just in general to me before about things. Like when there's something that's overly popular and like you like turn something down from somebody and they're like, what you think, like whatever.
How can a billion
people of this that it, where it comes from it could be wrong or something like that. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I've heard people use that, not direct line, maybe even that direct line, but like that reference a decent amount. So I noted that one down, but that was about, other than the last, all the damn vampires, that was all I noted. So,
The only other one I had was when, it's early before we even get in to the full vampires. It's right after they move in and like, they're going over the house rules even. And I think they asked the grandpa, like, is Santa Carla like the murder capital of the world? And he tells them, if all the corpses buried here stood up at once, we'd have quite the population problem. So that was just and then it is like from then on you start, and I noticed this having it on tonight, like, and even I know at one point the mom on the boardwalk looks at like there's just a whole banister of thousands of missing people like in this town, and just somehow there's no alert, there's no police presence anywhere, there's just nothing going on. But that's another issue for another podcast, I guess. But yeah, you just have people dying all the time, but apparently still moving to town, or not dying, I guess they're missing.
Missing,
very much missing, because there's nothing left of those bodies.
Yeah, they're just gone.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw them rip up those goddamn assholes on the beach.
They ripped the top of the dude's head off. It's wild.
Like aggressive. Yeah, like, so I don't even know how like to qualify this, but like the only thing I can even think of was like, I'm trying to have like ending lines of dialogue that are like up there. And I know these are vastly different movies. I was going to think about the Indian lines of dialogue from the Shawshank Redemption. He's like, I hope I see my friend. I know, vastly different fucking movies.
You know what? Yeah, very, very, very different movies. But like, movies and I didn't have time to like, or remember. A little bit of both. I don't have anything to directly compare it to like a kind of a witty one liner and then black. But it did make me think of literally Final Destination 2, the grill blows up, the mom screams, the fucking arm lands on the plate, and we just go to black.
Maybe Casablanca, you know, when he's like, you know, he says something along the lines, oh, what the hell does he say to her on the fucking Carmack? But damn it, I forget now. We're going to watch Casablanca at some point. Anyways. Yeah. Great ending, great one-liner. I think that one-liner, like, I feel like makes it. Feel free to look up that quote, Jake, because I should know, and it's going to bother the fuck out of me. Oh, and my computer's dying.
Good thing we're about done.
Find a quote.
Oh, Luis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful
relationship. Yeah, that's a great one. All right, empty your notebook so I plug this fucker in.
I don't have like anything. I really, Tez, like you said earlier, I didn't take a lot of notes in this movie. It's not a super it's not a super notable or quotable movie, and there's not a lot, like we kind of talked about, that is super notable, as, unless you, like, I don't know, unless you just didn't have any expect or didn't really know what to expect as an 80s movie. But yeah, I mean, I had the around the fire scene noted, and then I did make a note of the one vampire that he shoots through the chest with the arrow and it stabs into the radio, and like epic music happens while the dude's getting fried and he just like blows up basically.
He like even says like he smarts off. Matt member like missed me or some shit.
Yeah. Well, like, cause he shot him once and he didn't hit him in the heart. And then the second time it shot him through the heart instead, like,
which is why David's not dead, man. Like, I'm telling you, David, like, neither one of those antlers got anywhere near David's heart. David's still alive. He's also still alive in Young Guns too. I refuse to believe that Doc died in that movie.
Just wow, spoilers.
So, yeah, like,
I didn't have anything else left in the notebook. Like I said, it's I took a few to kind of start the movie, and then I just decided I was going to actually just take in the movie and not. Yep.
It's a good fun watch.
Like, it is for sure. Yeah, it's fun. It's got its moments. It's got not even necessarily ups and downs, because it doesn't have really downs. It goes quick. It's a short movie.
Plus credits.
I've watched a good amount of vampire movies in my days, and this is not in the bottom three, I'll give you that.
I'd like to figure out how we could ever like talk about From Dusk Till Dawn this podcast about being canceled, but you know.
I have not watched, I don't think I've ever seen that movie all the way through, and I don't
know
since I've been like an older adult. So
I'll put it on the list.
I need to at least watch it.
My sons are not really watching that for
no, I'm aware, like I've seen at least a good chunk of it, but not for a long time.
All right. Yeah, movie's great. It's 90 minutes. It's a good Halloween watch. I wish it was streaming somewhere for free. We actually ought to rent it. Gotta get Bezos' money.
Or Bezos.
Whatever. I don't give
whoever's collection checks, you know.
Anyways, Scream is next. I think Scream is on
Peacock
or Paramount, one of those ones. I'm excited to watch that. I'm excited to watch with you guys. I'm excited to go on then in November. We're doing Airplane and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So, hey, look at that. Look at us correlating Airplane of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We definitely meant to do that because we planned this shit out.
We're super good at these things.
Well, also,
Airplane's going to be a wild one for me on there.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. That's going to be one. When you ask me quotes, I am just going to quote the
entire movie. I know several quotes from the movie, which is hilarious. That's how, like, quoted it is, but I've never seen it.
It is one of my favorite movies. I have not watched it in a few years, but it's
probably looking at like something
I used to watch it all the goddamn time. So
I'm in. I'm excited. So we are just gonna come up, and then we're gonna do some Christmas movies, you know. I'm excited. Till next time, Ted Flint, Jake Voss, Sean Spiceman. Still don't have an opening exit, whatever the hell I'm supposed to say right here. Got sued by those assholes in South Carolina. All right, till next time, guys. Later.